All right, welcome back to the Injury Report. This is Maria.
This is Amelia.
Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Amelia Barras. This is Maria Block.
Interesting how similar our names are in some ways.
I think that's part of what drew us together.
You might look at a name like Maria Block and then a name like Amelia Barras, and at first sight, you might not realize how similar those names are.
They really are.
But when you say them enough times, you're like, that's incredibly similar.
If you knew someone that grew up to write a book about you, and they were clearly talking about you, but they didn't use the name Amelia Barras, they named the character Maria Block, you'd be like, that's obviously me.
You're like, that's incredibly suspicious. I see right through this. This is like they just went through and changed Amelia Barras to Control F.
Yeah.
You know, Control F change.
Maria.
That whole thing from The Office. You know what I'm talking about? That episode of The Office?
No.
The episode of The Office when they find Michael Scott's script and he clearly changed the name Dwight to something else, but he forgot that one because of the misspelling. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh. I mean, no, but that makes
sense. Yeah. Go rewatch The Office.
That's okay.
That's a decent show. Better than decent. So here we are.
Hi.
Back at the Injury Report.
You know.
You know how we do. Guess what? We've sustained some injuries. Same thing, different Fortnite. We've injured ourselves, and we're here to talk about it.
It's true. Amelia, do you want to start with your physical injuries or your emotional injuries this week? This fortnight?
This, because it's every 2 weeks. It's not just every week.
It's
like every other podcast might be every week, but not us.
I don't even know what they're doing. We're just every fortnight.
And we're just so in our own lane. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not thinking, what are other people doing? I'm going to talk about my physical injuries because that's, if you can believe it, easier.
Okay.
Than the emotional injuries.
Okay.
Okay. I'll talk about what I've been through this last fortnight physically. Okay. And actually, I want to talk about what I'm facing even just this week.
Okay.
Okay. This week, and I know people are going to relate to this, okay? I bought a new pair of shoes.
Okay. I'm with you so far.
Who hasn't done that, okay? But if you ever bought a pair of shoes that don't quite fit but are so cute...
You gotta keep them?
I did have to purchase them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are exactly what I was looking for aesthetically, but literally are half a size too small for my feet.
Oh.
But when I put the shoes on, they're loafers. They're actually the shoes I wore here today. Notice I've taken them off because they hurt so much, okay? They hurt so much to wear, but they are so cute. And I am shoving my feet in there, and it hurts my feet. And this is just the first week of owning them. So this is going to be the most painful time.
Aww.
As I'm breaking them in.
Are these like from a thrift store?
Yes, they are.
Okay, so there's only going to be the one size.
There was only that, yeah, exactly. It was only just that one size they were, and I had been to like 3 or 4 other stores that day. None of them had the style of loafer that I was looking for, and then I found these.
You gotta go.
At a really nice thrift store. They're pretty much brand new.
You gotta get them.
At a great price.
You gotta get them.
It was
what
I was looking for aesthetically at the price. And physical discomfort, I'll put up with that. I mean, that's, I don't,
small
it,
price
it,
to
it hurts, okay, I'll move through that, okay? But so, yeah, today, actually, so I got these shoes, you know, a week ago. Today was my maiden voyage wearing them outside.
Mm-hmm.
Wore them today because, you know, it's been summer. I've been mostly wearing open-toed shoes. There's no reason for me to wear these loafers. Today, you'll notice, it's been raining.
Uh-huh.
And it's overcast, and it's mid-low 70s right now.
And Amelia has this really cute outfit on. She's kind of rocking like a little mock turtleneck and some with a stripy ribbed number,
yeah,
and then some corduroy pants.
It's completely a whole fit.
It really is. So with the loafers, it really works, so you gotta wear them.
Right. It's like I have the top, I have the pants, I'm not gonna trip at the finish line and wear a pair of shoes that feel good but look busted with
mm-hmm.
the rest of the fit,
mm-hmm.
you know? Could I have worn maybe my white Converse that fit my feet perfectly
no.
and give my toes ample room to move and breathe?
No.
No. No, I'm not going to do that. Because it doesn't look as cute as... Marie, did you see these loafers?
They're really cute.
Yeah, you took a peek at them.
They're a black, shiny number.
Right, and they're thrifted, but they're so shiny. They're not broken in. I have to do this for myself.
Like new. Before we get too far ahead, I want to point out the Finish Line thing, kind of a pun, because Finish Line is a shoe store.
In Chicago?
It's like a chain.
It's a chain? I don't even know about this.
It's like a Foot Locker.
I didn't even know about this.
You look so sad.
I didn't even know about that. Well, because now I'm thinking, it's like, what if I had gone to the Finish Line? Maybe I would have found a pair.
No. It's athletic shoes.
Oh, I can't have that. I don't need those. I have all the athletic shoes I need. I have one pair of sneakers and a pair of soccer cleats that fit. That actually fit pretty perfectly. But I was wearing those loafers today as I came here, and it was hell.
That was hard. That's hard to hear.
It was hell on my feet. But we're pushing through this time where I have to believe I'm going to break in these loafers, and eventually it'll be fine.
They look like they're made of leather, and leather stretches a little over time.
Exactly, and that's exactly what I'm thinking.
That's exactly what I keep saying.
That's what you got to keep telling yourself in these difficult times. Mm. But have you ever, like, worn a brand new pair, and it's usually loafers that do it to you? You know, and they give you all kinds of blisters at the beginning. But once you push through the blisters and those blisters turn to calluses, then you can wear these shoes.
Sure.
And it's worth it.
Oh, totally. Beauty is pain, baby.
And that's what by the way, I've probably mentioned this on the pod before. If you listened to the previous episode, you know I don't remember what I've said pod ep to
no,
pod
you're doing
ep.
Great.
Thank you. I think I'm doing good this episode. Not brought up anything that I have brought up before, except what I'm about to say. I may have already said this, but I watch the Kardashians. Okay.
I don't think you've said this.
Okay. This is a bombshell. Not keeping up. I started when Kardashians transitioned to Hulu, became the Kardashians, dropped Keeping Up from the title. And if we've learned anything from the Kardashian family, it's that beauty requires pain.
Oh.
Yeah. You gotta watch the show.
I don't know anything about them. Oh. Is that really that big of a thing? Oh, I mean, I guess that makes sense.
It's huge. It's a huge part of their whole ethos, is that it does not matter how the fit feels. It's all about how the fit looks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm facing right now.
Okay.
And one of the reasons I'm able to face is because I know I'm not breaking the mold here. And I know there are people who have come before me who have done the same thing. And I am not alone.
I feel like there's kind of a lovely trend, not to say the total opposite of exactly what you just said. I feel like there is kind of this lovely trend emerging of people allowing more comfortable clothing and like the way sneakers and athletic shoes are so common to see in like a work fit now.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of new. And I think that's so lovely because it's like, yeah, if you have to walk to work, why would you don't have to, let's all drop the facade here. Let's put our comfy shoes on.
Well, yeah, and this is actually a break from my usual norm, because I do tend to choose comfort over aesthetics. Mm-hmm. You know, like I love a comfy, I love to be comfortable. I actually don't really ever wear heels because of the significant discomfort of them. But these shoes are cute.
These ones, you really have to.
When we post this episode, it should be a photo.
Post the shoes. 100%.
And maybe me in the shoes.
100%.
Or just the shoes, because they can stand alone. Let me tell you what. I saw them. They're a size 6.5.
You're a 7?
I'm a 7 to 8, dude. It's ridiculous. Man. I know I'm a 7-8. When I saw them at the store, I saw that they were 6.5. I was like, these will never even get on my feet. And guess what they did? My feet did slip right into them. And I was like, oh, they fit. Let's go. I like walked around the store a little bit. I was like, fine. This is fine.
Yeah.
This is doable. I've been wearing them for like 2 hours now. And it is excruciating.
It'll get better.
It will get. Exactly.
Or you made a huge mistake.
Or I've made a gigantic mistake. But hey, it was a thrift store price, so it's fine.
Good.
But I don't want to give up.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. No, don't. They're so cute.
Yeah. It's like, if I've put my credit card down for something, I will not retreat.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. if I've spent the money on it, I'm there, baby. It takes a lot for me to have spent my money on it and then go, no, this is not going to work. Like, I will rock it till the wheels fall off, as they say.
Have you heard of the sunk cost fallacy?
I think...
And it doesn't apply here. I'm just asking randomly if you've heard of it.
I feel like I've heard about it, but is that there's no such thing as a sunk cost?
It's that... I'm kind of jokingly bringing it up because your logic about the shoes makes total sense. But right. There's times whenever you think, I've invested so much blank in this that I can't go back now. Yeah. But it's actually, and you say it in a time when it's actually in your best interest to quit instead of digging yourself further in.
Yeah.
That's the sunk cost fallacy.
I completely believe in that as well. Like, yeah, it's like when people are like, oh, you know, I've worked so long in this career, yep. I can't whatever. It's like, no, there's actually, I don't believe there's such thing as wasted time, because it's like, everything is a learning experience. Like, everything you do, you gain life experience, wisdom, knowledge, all that. There's no such thing. But I did spend $29.99 on it. maybe that also too is a learning experience that I will learn that, you know, it didn't feel good to spend $29.99 plus tax on a pair of shoes that hurt.
I get that, but they are really cute, and I think it's okay. I don't want you to feel bad about your purchase. It's your life.
No, that's true, and it's gonna be okay. Again, Maria, it's gonna be okay. Like we said, leather. It's going to stretch.
It's going to stretch.
And or I will just blister and callus over and it'll be fine.
I think 3 or 4 episodes from now we should do a shoe report and check back in and see how your progress is, see how you're progressing.
The shoe report. Yeah. The injury report presents the shoe report. It'll just be a segment, just like a little segment.
Yeah.
Just to see how I'm doing. But this is the thing, I won't really get a lot of time in the coming months to wear these shoes in, as, like I mentioned earlier, it is summer. Mm. Most days are hot. I'm wearing open-toed. I'm going open-toed.
Well, fall's coming eventually. And then they're going to get a lot of mileage.
Oh, my God. And that is when I'll make them mine.
Yeah.
You know, right now, these are the shoes of a person who is...
Oh, go ahead.
No,
I'm sorry.
No, please.
So sorry to interrupt. Another thing is that it's summer. Your feet are probably swelling because they're hot. So maybe they'll fit even better.
You make an excellent point. You make an actually excellent point.
Thank you.
These are, and when you saw me today, you were like, very fall, your mm-hmm, outfit,
I
right?
That's the first words out of my mouth. Right.
You did. So it would only stand to reason that these shoes would fit me better in the fall.
Yeah. No, that ironclad argument.
This whole outfit, while cute, and there's no denying that, is out of place for the season.
But it looks good.
It does.
And
you can't take that away from me. And it is like a fall type of day. Be ready for this exact same outfit come late September, early October.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be hitting people. I'm going to do it to them.
I'm strapped in, dude.
If only you guys could see what's happening, right, what I'm sacrificing for this outfit right now. But so, yeah, that's what's been paining me physically, aww, mostly this fortnight.
That's too bad.
No,
it's okay. I hate that for your poor feet.
No, it's okay because, again, it's all a learning experience. It is. I'm learning from this. I'm growing from this. Mm. There's a reason bodies can callus, because ancestors have faced this kind of thing.
This is like when we had the conversation about Gandhi. We're just like...
Yeah, and people did point out pretty quickly...
Gandhi didn't die of natural causes.
Hey! This is a very obvious...
Apparently Gandhi kind of famously didn't die of natural causes. And I don't know how in the world I was supposed to know that. There was not a Gandhi chapter in our history classes.
Okay, Gandhi... Not, okay, and this I believe is true, not American.
Correct.
Yes, okay, at all, okay? So in our American history books,
maybe
we also learned about Gandhi? I don't know. I feel like I came across him in a classroom.
This is reminding
me. At some point.
This is reminding me of my emotional injury I was going to bring.
You're going to do emotions before physical
injuries?
Is that
okay?
Absolutely.
It's maybe so crazy. But it's reminding me because I started to blame my poor education on a dumb mistake I made last weekend. So I was at Improv Gladiators. So we were playing the dating game, and I got Ozzy Osbourne because he had just passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm trying to give clues about Ozzy Osbourne, and somebody mentioned something about a bird. And one of the only things I know about him is that he, like, ate a bat or something, right?
He bit the head off of a bat. Okay. I don't think he ate it.
Oh, God.
He just bit the head off.
Well, I don't know why.
I don't know why. Better. I think maybe on stage, but again, pulling that out of my ass.
Oh, God. Okay. So I made a joke about, like, yeah, there's a bird that I ate. Mm-hmm. And people kind of, like, made a little bit of, like, a murmur.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the game, whenever we revealed as Ozzy Osbourne, somebody said, hey, did you say a bat's a bird? And I said, to the audience, I completely genuinely said, is a bat not a bird? And everyone just laughed. There was, I'm going to say a 5-second laugh break. Like, they thought I was so dumb for not knowing that. And I was like, it flies around. I don't know how I was supposed to know they're not birds.
Right. No, I mean, they are not. Birds.
Well, now
so
we
there's
know.
There's that. I think, are they mammals?
I think mammals can be birds, though. God, I sound so fucking
question.
Dumb.
No, Maria. No, we are allowed to not know everything, okay? First of all, we're not ornithologists or zoologists, okay? Mm. What I think I know about bats and what I think I know about birds.
Okay.
What makes a bird a bird and not a bat a bird? Why is a bat not a bird? And what makes a bird a bird? Birds, I believe, give birth to eggs. Okay?
Okay.
And I do think bats have live birth.
Interesting.
Bats give birth to live bats.
That sounds right to me.
I don't think bats come out of an egg.
Okay. That sounds right to me.
Also, you can cut that out. Bats... no feathers.
Well,
I'm pretty positive.
No, you're right. They don't have feathers. Yeah. They're furry. But they're furry. I raise you, ostrich. Ostrich is a flightless bird.
It is a bird, though.
They have fur.
But they no feathers?
I don't know. I can't answer
that. Okay, I know ostriches have eggs. So I think it's mostly eggs when we're talking about birds. I was gonna say I think birds also, by and large... have hollow bones. Do you know about this?
I love when people bring this up.
But then now I'm thinking, do ostriches have hollow bones? No.
No chance.
Maybe not.
They're so big.
We don't know.
I have
we
no
We don't
clue.
Know. We don't know. But they're birds.
I'm looking for... By the way, never going to look any of this up.
No, no,
the
no.
way I'm going to learn is whenever people yeah, correct us.
And it gives people a reason to DM us.
Yeah, we love it.
Also, what I'm thinking about now, I'm thinking about penguins. Are penguins birds?
Yeah, they're flightless birds.
Eggs.
They do egg.
And now I'm realizing as we talk about this, I think mostly it's birds lay eggs. Although fish lay eggs. But fish have gills as well.
See, so, it's stuff like this that makes me feel so stupid and like I didn't retain anything from school, which is disappointing.
They're not teaching us that in school, Maria. I can't guarantee class on that.
I guarantee you in like fifth grade biology, there was a thing about this.
Oh, yeah. But it does not make you stupid that you don't remember everything from every day of your fifth grade biology class.
Okay.
Like, I consider myself ignorant, but not stupid.
See, to me... I think stupid sounds better to me. I couldn't stand it if somebody called me ignorant, I couldn't stand it. But I am stupid, so that's fine.
Okay, yeah. I really resonate with the 100 Gek song Dumbest Girl Alive, because every single lyric in that song, I'm like, exactly.
What are the lyrics?
One of my favorite lyric is, yeah, I'll effing text you back. I'm the dumbest girl alive. Like, yes, I will. I will actually respond to every text. Even the ones in the middle of the night. You know what I'm saying? Even the ones that you don't remember sending, I will be responding to those.
In the morning, you're going to remember.
Yeah, there's so many great lyrics. You guys, Google it. Just know every single lyric of that song. I'm like, exactly. Exactly. I don't know what I think. Don't know why I even try, because I'll always get it wrong. Like, not even knowing what you're thinking or why you're doing things.
I went through this with Hazard to Myself by Pink came on the other day.
I don't know that one. I probably know it. I'm just not thinking about it.
You would know it, because it's kind of a throwback. And it was hitting me for the first time, a song I've heard a million times. Like, oh God, these lyrics are about me. I so get this. She says, I'm a hazard to myself. Don't let me get me.
Don't let me get me. Yeah. Oh God, I know. I don't know why rules, dude.
She fucking rules. It stopped me in my tracks. I was like, oh my God, don't let me get me. Please, nobody let me get me. Holy shit.
Oh my God. And Maria, before we started recording on this pod, we were talking about how we self-sabotage ourselves emotionally.
100%.
We get ourselves.
I feel like this is you signaling you're ready to talk about your emotional injuries. Am I wrong? Don't let me get me.
There's just... There's so much to talk about in terms of emotional injury in this past fortnight.
Same.
And it's all about me being socially awkward.
Okay.
And
which you're not, but continue.
Well, in many cases. But I do think there is a massive element of hiding. You know, me personally, I feel like I am able to engage with people making jokes. If I'm not making jokes, that's difficult for me to engage.
Okay. You know? I think that's, I so get that. I think that's probably common with funny folks.
Well, yeah. And I think there's a reason we come up with jokes is a self-defense mechanism.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
You sound
but
crazy.
But it's like, the ways in which we were discussing our own types of self-sabotage is if we ever get into a situation where we would have to be vulnerable in any way, mm-hmm. we take ourselves out of the running completely.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'll just speak for myself. I'll just speak for myself on that.
Yeah.
I like every time, most times, I want to give myself a little bit of credit and say maybe sometimes when I'm in a place to be vulnerable, I actually am able to step up to the plate and do it. But if there's any time that it's like, I really feel like I am at risk of being seen, I'm going to run away.
I think, yeah, it's sort of a recency bias, and I don't think that is always true for you, but I get what you're saying for sure.
Yeah, that's valid. Yeah. There are some high-pressure, high-stakes situations
mm-hmm.
where I simply cannot do it, and I will run away to my own detriment. To my own detriment, I will get in my head and I'll be like, peace. And I will not show up as my best self.
Mm-hmm.
I will, in fact, instead run away. And therefore, allowing myself to get myself in the pink way.
Oh, don't let you get you.
I did a couple times this last fortnight.
I get that. You think if you don't have the crutch sort of like being in a situation where you can make a joke, you're like, I'm out.
Yeah. Most.
Okay.
Most certainly.
Got it. Just double checking. Active listening. Because I love whenever I'm in therapy and I start deflecting and making a joke to my therapist and she laughs. Best feeling ever.
Oh, yeah.
It feels
yeah.
like I cheated and I won.
Yeah. Toughest crowd. Is
oh, and she died. I know. She'll
laugh,
though.
It's an audience of one. Mm-hmm. You know, you're playing to a room. There's no mic. There's no stage. You know, like, you got an audience of one. And if you can make that person laugh, that's just, like, best feeling.
With mine, it's pretty common that she'll laugh every now and then when she really wants me to dive into what I was just talking about. She won't laugh. But most of the time she gets
it. Oh, so she'll even like deflect your jokes and be like, Maria, we're not laughing about this.
She won't say that, no, but yeah, it'll yeah, yeah. it'll the energy will be kind of like settled down. Most of the time she laughs though.
She the, yeah.
And know, every actually I've caught her making a joke when I was upset about something and I loved her so much for it. One time when I was crying about something, she made a joke and I died laughing. It was so funny.
I love that.
Continue. Well, I'm so sorry. This is about you.
But that's also what I do believe. Have you ever read the book Something Wicked This Way Comes by Ray Bradbury?
No.
It's so good. I won't ruin the plot for anyone. I think everybody should read it. It's a fast read. It's like under 200 pages. But basically the concept of the story is the one thing that fear cannot defeat is laughter.
Oh,
that,
wow.
Like, no matter how scary it is, if you can find a way to laugh in its face, it will disappear.
That's so true.
I so believe that. I so believe that. And I've found that, like, the more therapy I do, the more walls I break down in my life, the funnier everything is. And that's, like, such a sign of once you're through it, being able to look back and laugh at it, that's like, oh, I made it through. And I think something that is so awesome that humans have the ability to laugh at the darkness and make it less dark.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
That is really cool. That's extremely true. Not to go too wide with it, but that's why it's one of the most effective tools, like satire and humor and mocking is one of the most effective tools against fascism. Because it's like the one thing that they cannot, like, control and they can't stand.
Yeah. And it's so cool too how, like, you can get a message across so much better if you make people laugh at it. Like, yes. There's so much more, people are so much more able, like, it's a way of getting through people's defenses, you know? It's like, if you can say it funny, people are going to be able to hear it.
Yeah.
As opposed to if you say it angry or, you know, whatever.
100%. Bo Burnham has that lyric that's, you can tell them anything if you just make it funny, make it rhyme.
I love Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham, if you're listening to this, you're incredible.
Bo Burnham, if you're listening to this, how in the fuck did you find it? There's no chance.
You must have been shuffling. There must be a shuffle feature.
There is a shuffle.
There must be a shuffle feature. But oh my god, Inside, when Inside came out.
Stop.
It was what America needed.
Forget about
it. Needed it.
I actually think it was about 6 months late. But it was still perfect.
No, but lockdown needed to happen for the inspo to strike. He could never have released it sooner.
But he was working on it for so long.
And he had every right to.
And Bo, if you're listening, we do have
Maria has
some
notes. Maria has notes.
I think it was, I remember thinking, this is right on the tail end of when you could possibly release this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was.
But it was perfect. It's like probably the best piece of art ever. I think it's amazing.
I know every lyric to every song on it. And I know, like, so many of his songs from, like, previous specials that he's... I mean, I've loved his music for so long. This is now Bo Burnham's Stan Pod.
Wait, yes.
But yeah, no, I'll say that is my vague emotional injury.
Another
is self-sad. Yeah, we were talking about this. How are we going to talk about our emotional injuries without getting too specific, turn to a Just Jared pod? Maria was like, what's Just Jared? I'm like, you were not born and raised in Los Angeles, were you?
True.
Just Jared is like Perez Hilton. Do you know about Perez Hilton?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Just Jared. I'm not thinking of Jared Jewelers. Jared Jewelers is separate
from
Just Jared.
If you say so.
Someone correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, Just Jared is like a celebrity gossip outlet.
Got it. And that's not what this is, but...
That's not what this is, but we may dip our toes.
We were talking before the pod started. Sorry, go ahead.
We may dip our toes into celeb
gossip. Before we started, we were talking about our juicy personal lives, and we both have, I would say we both had sort of, can I say this? I'll cut it if not.
Right.
We both had a little bit of romantic emotional injury.
Yes!
And we were discussing it, and it was such a fun conversation, but we were like, we're saying names, saying how we know people.
This was an interpersonal dialogue, on mic.
Right, because we are friends.
Yeah, yeah. What Maria and I say to each other, not on the pod, that's a vault. That's in the vault.
Fort Knox.
Okay, yeah, exactly. And then everything else we say on the mic is for everybody. We're either having conversations no one can hear or everyone can hear. And our conversations span the spectrum of who's allowed to know.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's pretty. So what's your emotional injury, Maria?
My emotional injury was...
It can't be mine.
Oh, that's bad.
I spoke for both of us earlier as a cop-out for myself.
I appreciate that. My emotional injury was looking stupid about the Ozzy Osbourne thing. Physical injury.
Yeah, you didn't even get to your physical injury, which is an awesome injury.
Thank you. Here's my injury this week. I don't know if it counts. I got my first tattoo on my wrist, and so it's healing, and it hurt at the time, and I had a bandage on, so that's an injury, right?
Absolutely. And did it not hurt a lot to get?
It hurt a lot to get, but it was not the worst pain I've ever experienced. And oh. even as it was happening, I was like, I know I can do this again for a bunch more tattoos.
Oh, cool! Is, yeah. Do you think it's because it was, it's because it's a very thin line that's the tattoo? Is, do you think it's because it was a thin tattoo?
I just have no idea because I don't have anything to compare it to.
Was it a stick but and poke or was it actual, like, with a needle?
No, it's a needle.
Yeah.
I mean, there was like a... I don't think it's a stick and poke, but I again, I don't know for sure. I'm not a tattoo expert, but okay. I have a little fine line, tiny Simba, like a Simba symbol.
Baby Simba.
On the inside of my wrist. It's that part of Lion King where Rafiki mm-hmm. is painting on the tree and he makes like a Simba symbol.
Mm-hmm.
Simba symbol. Mm-hmm. There it is. That's on my wrist.
It's Simba as drawn by Rafiki.
Yeah, as drawn by Taylor of Bread Fan's tattoo of Pink Rhino.
I know that for every tattoo I've gotten, it is so painful and feels like 1,000 bees stinging me
really?
At once. But I also, when I tell people about it, I liken it to what I imagine is the pain of childbirth, where because I've never actually done a childbirth. But I've
done
I've never participated in a birth that I did of my birthing. But it's like you get the tattoo and it's so painful in the moment, but you're so happy you got the tat and you love the tat so much you forget and you're like, let's get another one. Mm-hmm. Let's get another one on my body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have your idea for your next one yet?
I have a whole Pinterest board of ideas. Like I like deer. I like mulberries. I like books and teacups and puppies, like that kind of thing.
Mulberries.
I grew up way in the country in southern Indiana, and my parents' like house was like on their property was a big line of mulberry trees. And a couple of times through the years we would like collect them and made them into like pies and stuff. We didn't do that very many times, but they were always very pretty and like fun to have.
I don't even know what those look like.
They look like tiny blackberries and they're not super flavorful.
Oh, okay.
But they were just wild. They didn't plant them or anything, which I think is cool.
Oh, cool. Did you guys ever make a cobbler?
I think just a pie.
Okay. You know, cobblers are more difficult to do than you would even realize.
Really? Harder than a pie?
I've not done a pie, but I have, in the last year, attempted 2 separate cobblers and blown each of them.
How'd you blow them?
They didn't come out right. It just wasn't right, and it was just me keeping on putting them back in the oven, coming back out being soupy. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't know what I'm doing wrong.
Maybe switch to pie.
I want to accomplish the cobbler.
Okay, I'm
and I'm actually not a pie bitch myself. I don't love pies by and large.
The same thing as a cobbler?
No, Maria.
What would make you dislike a pie but love cobbler?
So what I love about the cobbler is the chunky, bready of it.
Okay.
I don't like in the pie that it's like a lot of like fruity, candied fruity, you know, like
filling.
a lot of filling. Yeah, I don't love all the filling.
Got it. You want crust.
Yeah, but even the crust is not like chunky or even as sweet as I want. The pie crust, the top crust, not usually that sweet. Like, I love a key lime pie because that's like a graham cracker crust and very sweet and stuff. And I actually do really like a pecan pie because it's not all fruit in there. It's pecans.
Pecans.
Pecans. Did I say pecans?
That's great.
We're from different parts of the country.
We certainly are. We make it work.
And we really do. How do you say soda? I've always said soda.
Pop.
You are pop.
I think soda sounds actually crazy. Give me a can of pop.
I can't believe people say pop.
Well, you're
that's a different
station
word. That's a different word. That's what happens to a balloon.
Well, lots of words have different words. Wait, right. Hold on. Lots of words have homonyms. See, I'm not ignorant. yeah, if you're at the gas station later, can you give me a pop?
Right. That's like, you want me to pop your tire? Like,
no.
What are you asking at the gas station
wild.
For a pop?
I want a pop.
I'm saying soda. What else
okay,
could that be?
Miss
it couldn't
Fancy
be,
Pants?
It couldn't be anything but a carbonated beverage. When I'm saying soda, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Ask me for a soda.
Hey, Maria, may I please have a soda?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Why don't you just hop out of your limo and unpack your Gucci luggage and I'll hand you a soda.
You better know it's diet. I will only accept a diet soda. And then, because, you know, you say pop, I find that vague. It's like, what are you talking about? Then there's other parts of the country that refer to all sodas
as Coke.
Yeah, and I'm like, excuse me, How many different sodas are there? It's not all a Coke.
I could have this wrong, but I think I was talking to Casey about this the other day because I think he says Coke. No, he says soda. But somebody was telling me...
He's a soda?
He's from Virginia.
Right. I would assume that would be a Coke state.
Fuck, I can't remember. But I was talking to somebody recently, and they were saying it's not even just all soda is Coke. All drinks can be Coke.
Even like a tea?
Sure.
That's
I don't know.
Wild.
I don't know what they meant, but that's crazy to me.
Someone let us know. Someone let us know in the DMs. That's wild. That, like, they could say, hand me a Coke, and they mean a water.
Yeah.
There was a whole Bo Burnham special called Words, Words, Words.
Certainly.
About what do words mean? What do they mean anymore? I had a conversation with someone earlier today about this at my job, and I can't get into the details of my job because there's a lot of HIPAA violating there would be talking about it.
But. And we've done that before, but it's not going to be a regular thing.
Right, because we do, by and large, want to abide by the law.
No, that's true.
There's a lot of room for improvement in the law as it currently stands.
Go wide with it. Speak on it, King.
There's a lot of... Listen, every law that we have in these here United States, I am not a fan of. Not everyone. There's some that I love. Everyone gets to vote. I'm about that.
What's your favorite law?
The first one that did come to mind is everybody gets to vote.
But it's not true.
But that's not even true because we bar felons from voting and that's messed up. Everybody should get to... So see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Back to my first point, not a fan of every law.
Okay.
And sometimes there will be a law and then there will be an addendum messing up that initial law. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the first law, great. And then they're like, but... And it's like, no, get rid of that one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bill of Rights are pretty cool.
Love those.
Freedom of speech, love that. But guess what? How many little addendums are there under freedom of speech? Where it's like, but you can't say this, you can't say that. It's like, no, we should all say everything.
Speak on it. Have you seen John Mulaney's bit where he's talking about the Bill of Rights?
No.
Or he is doing a bit about them. Because, like, one of the early ones is that you can't be forced to give up your home to a soldier.
Yes. No quartering.
Right.
Yeah.
And he has a whole bit about that, and it's very
funny. I come to think of it, I think I probably have heard that. My favorite bit of his will always be the Salt and Pepper Diner.
Classic. A classic one. I saw him at the United Center, and he did that as an encore.
Oh, doing it for the fans, because you gotta love him. Bringing back the old classics. You know, and this makes me think of Bruce Springsteen, okay? A man who has been doing this for 40 years more. I don't know how old he is or when his career started. Somebody tell us, please. Somebody inform us.
This whole podcast, we're gonna half know things, okay? Deal with it. It's a conversation. Grow up.
And
you
by
don't
the way, there is a freedom of speech, and you're allowed to say things that are not correct. And we're even self-aware about what we say may not be correct. But Bruce Springsteen is a guy who will play everyone's favorite songs every single time. He's probably done Born to Run 10,000 times. I mean, how many live shows has he had over the course of his stellar career?
No,
this is a man who is known for constantly doing 3 to 4 hour long shows. I mean, that's a hero. That's an American hero.
Too long.
Didn't know.
Dude, I went to a Dave Matthews concert band once. Wait, hold on. I went to a Dave Matthews band concert once.
Yep.
And it was way too long. But I'm realizing as I say it, it's just because I don't like...
Jam bands?
I don't like Dave Matthews bands.
No.
I think I like some jam bands. Do you like Dave Matthews?
Well, okay, so I don't like jam bands. I don't tend to like jam bands.
Okay.
I'm not a big concert person in general. I don't like to stand, okay? I prefer sitting. And I don't, and as a short person, I don't like to be at a concert because I'm at armpit level. I don't like people sweating on me, and
somebody's
always
in front
do
of you.
And everyone's always in front of me at a concert, and so I don't like, it's just claustrophobic, and usually I don't know all the songs by the band, so it's like I go to a concert for like 2 hours, I'll know 3 or 4 songs, the rest of the time I'm just like standing there not seeing anything, getting sweated on.
Should we wrap it up, you think? Did you get through all your injuries?
We are past time. We are past time. I spoke about my physical and emotional injuries.
I guess I did too.
Yeah.
Good for us.
We did it.
I'll see you back when I get back from California, and I'll have tons of injuries
from California. Yay.
Your home.
My home state, baby.
Beautiful.
Are you going up the coast or just to LA?
Just LA. We're driving from my parents' house in Indiana to California. We're staying in LA for 5 days and then driving right back.
To visit LA?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god.
I have friends out there. And I'm gonna see some comedy shows. It's gonna be fun.
Hell yes. We'll have the best time.
Thank you. If you want to follow the injury report, you can on Instagram. That's how you found this. I am at Maria Bluck on Instagram.
Maria.Bluck.
At Maria.Bluck.
Don't forget that period. Sorry. Else they won't find you. True. And mine is at Amelia.Barras. And our pod is at theinjuryreport.pod.
Oh, you're right. That's it, baby. Okay, thank you. That's been the injury report. Bye.